and W253DF Memphis. Flynn Broadcasting Stations.
Oh, yeah.
It's time for Sports Time on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. The first hour of Sports Time is brought to you by Lexus of Memphis. Here are your hosts, Brett Stats Norsworthy and Bryant Dacus.
Welcome in to Sports Time on a Friday. Bryant and Brett with you. Johnny Hill producing as always. We're Sports Time. We're with you for the next 3 hours. A lot to get to as two fun games last night in the NBA playoffs. And some Tiger news as well. A lot of news out there, so plenty to get to. But Brett, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing well. I think out a little early today, though.
Yeah, no, oh, you're right. I said 3 hours, 2.5 hours today.
You kind of scared me there on the weather in Auburn.
No, I'm sorry. Yes, we've had to deal with that the last couple of weeks. You're right. 2.5 hours today. Ole Miss and Auburn, they're in action tonight, an SEC series for the Rebels. We'll be carrying that complete coverage. You got to. I mean, it's dire time for Ole Miss.
I saw an NC baseball bracketology that still had Ole Miss and LSU.
No chance.
I don't think so either.
No chance. I've seen a couple that I don't really understand. I think those are people that don't really follow college baseball as closely, and they just see the records. And obviously, you know, Ole Miss has a positive record. LSU has a positive record because of all the non-conference. But
gotta have 64 teams, though.
That's true. But I would be shocked.
It doesn't feel like 2 years ago, though.
No, it doesn't. And I would be shocked. I think they got to continue to win to even make Hoover. I mean, they're kind of getting close to the line for making Hoover. So definitely big series for them. They definitely need to win. We'll have pregame 5:30 and then that first pitch scheduled for 6 o'clock. Weather looks really good today down in Auburn. Tomorrow
y'all ready for the
could
derby?
Be one. Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
I'm ready.
All derby eyes picks, on the
Johnny?
Derby.
Yeah, man. Brian, show me the picks. I'm ready. Good. I'm ready, man.
Good.
I'm ready.
Good.
Win, place, show, and fourth.
And fourth, so all four of them.
Hey, I'm looking forward to – hey, man, we do it all here, man.
That's right. We sure
20
do.
Horses.
We do it all, man.
We sure do. So that'll be fun. I've got mine down and might surprise some people with my picks, but
– You going to put any cash on the on the wood?
I don't think so.
Oh, I'm shocked.
So, cash on the wood makes the bet good.
I like it, Brett.
I don't trust the horses enough to put real currency on. I know plenty of other people do. But.
Well, and after what we've been through at the Kentucky Derby, you may think you've won,
that's
and
right.
then you find
that's
out a
true.
Few hours later you didn't.
Yeah, and that was kind of the big big issue last year. And then, what was it, 2 years ago, you had the crazy odds go out there and win it. And I don't even remember
and
what
the horse,
that horse
bumped into one.
Sure, yeah. So, I mean, it's...
1,200-pound animal, like, you're not going to maybe
no, thank you.
Glance into someone.
That's right. So, no, that'll be fun. Kentucky Derby this weekend. We'll talk to Dick Girardi later this afternoon about the Derby. He always joins us to talk about that. Certainly some interesting things. Fierceness, the heavy favorite coming in. Johnny, what you got on Fierceness? You
got anything, Johnny? Break it down.
Break
I got
down
a
horse, pound for pound.
Four legs, two eyes.
Right.
Yeah, that's all about what I got.
Tail.
But Brian, didn't you say is normal like a favorite is normally don't win again?
Well, that's the stat I saw earlier this morning. A favorite has not won at the Kentucky Derby since 2018. So something interesting, something keeping in mind when you're going out there and making your picks, making your bets. It sounds like Fierceness is kind of a different animal, though.
Between Alan Bell, Bruce Marshall, and Dick Girardi, we got a winner somewhere in there.
I think you feel pretty confident between those three that you're going to be pretty good. So, you know, we'll have a lot of wagering talk, a lot of gambling talk today, and so it should be a fun 3 hours. But talk about fun. That game last night between the Knicks and the 76ers, that was a ton of fun. I was talking to Johnny Radio this morning off air because yesterday before he got
because
off the show.
Because that's the best conversation.
Of course, of
with
course.
With Johnny Radio.
You got to kind of – oh, off air is the best. You kind of got to be in the right headspace to have those conversations.
You really do.
With Johnny, you never
really
know
do.
What's going to happen.
Pick your spots.
You do. But yesterday before he got off air, he said, one of my best bets tonight is the Knicks. And I said, oh, John, last night must have been a roller coaster for you because that game was so back and forth. Knicks were ahead. Then here come the 76ers. They
great
take a lead.
Quarter.
It was an unbelievable fourth quarter. Knicks able to get that lead and hold it late to secure that victory and to move on in the playoffs. So that was a lot of fun last night.
And the Knick fan on the front row.
Oh, my goodness.
He wanted to bring it, didn't he? I don't know who he was.
Yeah, he kept turning around.
He wanted in on that, didn't he?
He did. He knew where he was sitting, and he knew he was in front of everybody. So.
And when Brunson had the late old-fashioned three, the hoop and the harm, boy, the language back at him, you could tell it was rough. But he's used to it playing there in college.
Yeah, no, and it was fun for him. I mean, you've said it. I mean, he's just so much fun to watch and just an electric player. And I think it's been kind of the storyline so far of these playoffs is just kind of this new crop of stars that we're starting to see really take over. And in that series, you had a couple of them. You had Brunson. You had Tyrese Maxey. Obviously, Joel Embiid with who he is as a star. It just made it such a heavyweight matchup every single time these two teams.
But the Sixers go through Maxey from here.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yes.
And it's interesting because, I mean, there was the time where James Harden was on this team and they were going to make that trade. And there were a lot of people saying, kind of insiders and people around the organization said, it's okay because this Maxey kid is the real deal and he's going to take over and this is going to be his team before long. I think there were a lot of people going, I don't know. I got to see it first. Well, now we're seeing it and you're absolutely right. I mean, this is his team going forward.
I would tell the Knicks fans this. You got the win. Should be very proud of it. Should take care of business against Indiana. Sure. I think more than a puncher's chance against presumably Boston.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that would be an incredible matchup.
You had this much trouble with a 60% broken down Joel Embiid.
And not just the injury he's coming back from. He had the face paralysis. He had all the stress that he said he was dealing
Maxey
with.
Maxey was that
migraines.
Good. Oubre was good.
Yeah.
Hartenstein, their other big.
Mitchell Robinson.
For Philadelphia.
Oh, for Philadelphia.
Was good.
Yeah.
But you didn't beat a lot.
No, you didn't. You know, it was a back and forth affair. And,
it was.
I think you're right. I think you got to play better if you're the Knicks. And I think, you know, as you
Don't
get more
be
comfortable
too
in it. Yes. But like you said, maybe this series.
New York didn't break
Indiana.
Out the Canyon of Heroes ticker tape parade for winning a first round series.
No. I don't think so. Not at all. So it's going to be fun. But, I mean, that energy level in New York is just going to continue to rise. And it's going to be fun to watch. And, I mean, especially if they can get to the conference finals against Boston. I mean, good Lord, that would be fun.
And this is how media capital of the world, and so many people that work at all the different media affiliates, that's their team.
Mm-hmm.
So this morning, I'm watching Channel 3 for the weather, and it goes to the CBS Morning Show. Now, I'm not saying they wouldn't have done a story if it had been somebody else. But last night in the NBA, the New York Knicks advanced. And this is CBS that hadn't had a piece of the NBA package in how long?
Too long.
But it was somebody there in that production level. Mm-hmm. Hey, let's do 30 seconds on the Knicks advancing.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have got that if Miami defeats Cleveland.
No.
Oh, of course not. No.
That's
or Orlando over Cleveland. Or Cleveland over Orlando.
You won't see it.
You only see that for New York and L.A.
That was
that's true.
In that newsroom, hey, this is worth 30 seconds. Now, of course, ABC, if they do it, you know, they got a piece of the NBA package.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
NBC, I doubt, but will in the future,
sure.
It looks like.
Yeah.
But CBS, I'm thinking that's totally a Knick fan
that
got their 30 seconds in.
Yeah, that New Yorker who's in there saying, hey, look, this is big. It's, you know, the Mecca, and let's run it.
It's like it on SportsCenter as we get to fall baseball.
Yeah.
Red Sox go to the top.
Sure. Red Sox go to the top.
A lot of Red Sox fans inside ESPN.
Mm-hmm. A lot of Yankee fans, and that's kind of what...
Not many Mariners fans.
No. It's pretty much those. Dodgers, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, it's those markets.
Yankees.
Those markets speak, and don't we see them. But that was a good game last night. The other game, you mentioned it, the Pacers on top of the Bucks, and now I think a lot of questions for the Bucks. You know, you obviously were beat up in this series,
starting with Doc.
Sure, and you know, you made that move. You were had such a good record under Adrian Griffin.
You fired Adrian Griffin and hired him.
And hired Doc, and now another first-round exit for them. And so, you know, I think there will be some tough discussions and some tough questions that need to be asked on what does the future for Milwaukee look like.
And how long does Doc Rivers live off of 2008 with Boston?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question. Obviously, I mean, he's still living off of it by getting the Bucks job mid-year.
Job after job.
Yeah, and so, I mean, who knows? I mean, that obviously...
Clippers, Philadelphia, Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm, and just has not been able to cash in since Boston. And, you know, now this first-round exit, I don't think many people in Milwaukee thought that with Giannis, and again, I know that there were the injuries, and that definitely played a big role, but with Giannis, I mean, the lack of postseason success these last couple of seasons, I don't think any Bucks fan anticipated that. They thought that they were getting ready to watch a dynasty unfold with Giannis at the helm.
Jalen Brunson went 33rd in the second round.
Yeah.
Do you know who had the pick at 32? The Memphis Grizzlies.
Did they really?
Selected Javon Carter.
Well, Javon Carter, a journeyman in the...
He's had a good NBA career.
He's had a good career.
But he's not Jalen Brunson.
He's not Jalen Brunson.
And
these drafts can drive you crazy with...
Yes, they can.
What if?
Oh, of course. I mean, I think you can... I think every single team in every single league, you can play the what-if game when it comes to a draft and find somebody, oh, man, look at this guy that turned out to be an all-pro or you know, Hall of Famer that got picked three spots after our team picked.
And he wanted to be in New York.
He did.
He wanted out of Dallas.
And in Dallas, I mean, just... could not be that star in Dallas, and now goes to New York and has Superstar. Certified himself as the star and has been really fun to watch, and now has, you know, some of his former teammates there from Villanova, and they've got that connection, and so really fun to watch. And obviously last night after the game, for him on TNT, being interviewed by that great crew on TNT, and was saying, yeah, you know, you look up and I see all these, you know, Villanova banners hanging and ours from our national championship.
They were all booing me.
Yeah, so, you know, it was, it's fun to watch. He's a fun character, both on and off the court. And it seems like a lot of these guys are this new wave of stars. They're very, you know, personable, entertaining. And so, yeah, these have been really fun to watch. But now tonight, it's going to be interesting tonight to see what happens that first game, Magic and Cavaliers. This one has been decided by the home team, and we'll see if that sticks to the course or if that changes tonight. Cleveland, an opportunity to move on. Then the second one, Clippers and Mavericks. Mavericks, a chance to win it at home.
We're going to have blood tonight.
Well, that's what I was about to get to, Brett. You mentioned it to me before the show. You have a lead in the picks.
I'm 8-4. Y'all are 7-5.
Yeah, he did.
Yep.
In the completed, that's play-in and the first round completed games. Y'all both have Orlando. I have Cleveland. Y'all both have Dallas. I have the Clippers.
So
blood.
Johnny and I got there last night with the Knicks. You had Philly.
Yeah, I put my
I had
trust
Indiana.
In
y'all both had Milwaukee.
Yeah. Oh, that was a real great pick. I commend you on that.
Lucky because of the injuries.
Yeah.
Yeah. But hey, still that.
Thank
you, know,
you but lucky.
Nothing that doesn't matter though when we're looking at the final score.
Hey, Brett, a win's a win.
No, I'll take it,
Johnny. Nobody looks back at that when we tally up the final scores.
Yeah,
it's just,
that is
hey,
true.
You're the winner.
4-1
like the golf
in group
picks.
Locks.
Uh-huh. 4-1 in group blocks?
4-1.
4-1, that's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
It's really good. So,
way better than football.
Football doesn't hold a candle to
it. A lot
too,
more picks in football.
Yeah.
A lot more picks in football. And it's only a one-off in football, Johnny.
It's not a series.
No series, that's right.
That's right. Well, you know, we got to make more picks today.
On everything.
On a little bit of everything.
We'll horses.
Kentucky Derby picks. We'll have
Showboat
Bankroll.
Hey, Brett, I'm ready.
Hockey.
I'm ready.
Hockey, Johnny brought NBA. In a legal pad.
Good.
Picks.
Good. He needs it. I mean, how else could you keep up with all the picks that we're going to be getting to? Well, let me set up today's show before we get to top and not top story of the day. A busy, busy show. 3:30, Alan Bell from the AB3 and Driving the Line. He'll join us. We'll talk some wagering with him, get his Kentucky Derby picks, but also get picks for this weekend. Major League Baseball, College Baseball, NBA, plenty to get to with Alan at 3:30. 3:45, we'll talk some NBA playoffs, talk a little bit more about those two games last night, preview these two tonight, and also the big series starting tomorrow night, Timberwolves and Nuggets should be a really good one. The standalone game tomorrow night. 4 o'clock, Bruce Marshall from Vegas Insider, CBS Sports, and BamSports.net. He'll join us. A lot more wagering with him. Baseball talk, Kentucky Derby, NBA. A ton to get to with Bruce. 4:30, we'll talk some baseball, some really interesting series getting ready to start. One already started this afternoon and more to come tonight. 4:45, we'll get to big number of the day. 5 o'clock, Dick Girardi, he'll join us to talk the Kentucky Derby. We'll talk to Dick for about 15 or so minutes, then we'll let him go as we know he's really busy with the Derby around this time. And right when we're done with that, we'll get all those picks in real quick at about 5:15 or so. Derby picks, Showboat bankroll, NBA picks for that series, Timberwolves and Nuggets, and then also an NHL series starting over the weekend, Hurricanes and Rangers starting on Sunday, so we'll have to pick that series as well. We'll do that really quick, about 5:18, 5:19 or so. We'll get to an early Taco Bell crunch time, because I mentioned it earlier. 5:30, Ole Miss baseball pregame at Auburn. That first pitch scheduled for 6 o'clock tonight. Well, let me remind you, we're in our Family Leisure Studios, where family and fun come together. Factory direct pricing going on right now on swimming pools, spas, and patio furniture. It's patio season. Come by Family Leisure to check out the new 2024 patio furniture sets. Pool season will be here before we know it. Buy now and get in line for your pool installation and get preseason pricing. Save $1,000 to $5,000 on all spas and swim spas. Also, special pricing on all in-stock saunas, theater seating, pool tables, and outdoor kitchens. Only at Family Leisure, 2120 Witten Road, just north of I-40.
This is Sports Time, and we're with you until about 5:30. Bryant Dacus, Brett Norsworthy, produced by Johnny Hill, and we want you to be a part of our show at the Sissy's Log Cabin. Text and talk line at 901-360-8255. All our guests will join at the Sissy's Log Cabin guest line at 901-360-8255. This hour of our show brought to you every day by Lexus of Memphis at 2600 Ridgeway and online at lexusofmemphis.com. Great offers on all 2024 models and always special leasing options. Drive in luxury and confidence, knowing that every new Lexus comes with complimentary first and second maintenance services. Call them at 901-334-9673, but better yet, stop by the one and only Lexus dealership in town at 2600 Ridgeway and put yourself in the driver's seat of the all-new 2024 flagship LS500. You'll be looking and you'll be driving in style. When you purchase a Lexus, you get top-of-the-line engineering and design, and they make for the luxury driving experience. Online at lexusofmemphis.com. Experience amazing at Lexus of Memphis.
Top story of the day.
Well, my top story of the day, despite what Jeannie Buss said a couple weeks ago, Darvin Ham's job was not safe. The Los Angeles Lakers dismissed their head coach earlier this afternoon, according to Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN. In two seasons, Ham was 90-74 with a Western Conference Finals berth, two play-in victories, and the one we always talk about, the in-season tournament title. The Lakers lost in five games to Denver that wrapped up earlier this week. Lakers GM Rob Pelinka informed Ham of decision in phone call a short time ago. This is according to Adrian Wojnarowski. After run to Western Finals a year ago and winning 47 games this season, it'll likely be Ham's successor who'll get chance to benefit from organization using major draft capital to upgrade roster in offseason. How about this? This was interesting. I was going to save this for my big number today because I think it's really interesting. Ham is the first Lakers coach to make the playoffs and not return the following season since Phil Jackson in 2011.
So Phil had won a bunch before
he
that.
Sure had. So very interesting stuff there. I think we all saw the writing on the wall.
It shows how bogus the in-season tournament was.
Well, that's very true.
It got him nothing.
It got him absolutely
It shouldn't
nothing.
Get you anything.
No, it shouldn't.
And it's why it was – I thought it was beneath the Lakers to make – I know the league made them make a big deal out of it. But that was sad.
Oh, yeah. It was. But now I guess Lakers will be looking for a new head coach, and we'll see. It's going to be a busy offseason in L.A.
I wonder when it popped up, Rob Pelinka. Darvin Ham had to know. I bet he showed people. Here it is.
Here it is, boys.
Here's the call.
Yeah.
And during it go, well, Rob, did the IST not matter anything?
Rob, I'm wearing a medal around my neck that says in-season tournament.
I was at a ceremony
That's
where
right.
we had a banner unveiling.
Yeah, he don't get no credit for the banner.
None.
We'll remember, though.
We will remember. My top story, the Knicks advance to the Eastern Conference semis to face Indiana. They win 4-2 over Philly in easily the best first-round series that we've had this year. It could get topped tonight and into the weekend. Philly just can't get there, whether it's Doc or Nick Nurse. Embiid can't get there. And now everything there goes through Maxey. It is not Embiid's team. 51 years since the Knicks last won it all, 1973. 41 for the Sixers since they last won it all. Famously 4-4-4, the prediction from Moses Malone to win it all in 1983. That's a long time ago. Knicks 19-22 all time against the Pacers in the playoffs. They met in the 94, 99, and 2000 Eastern Conference Finals. This will be semifinals, and it should be good.
Not top story of the day.
Well, my not top story of the day, it's also an NBA story. Last night, the Bucks were eliminated by the Indiana Pacers, and a really weird interaction on the bench with Patrick Beverley. Ball kind of goes out of play, and a fan catches it, and Patrick Beverley says, "Here, here, here." He throws it to Pat, and Pat immediately throws it as hard as he can back at the fan. Which I just thought was super weird. Then it came out that, you know, fans had been chirping all night and the team was frustrated. But now we've learned that this from Bleacher Report, and it's been reported by Shams and a bunch of other people. NBA is investigating Beverly's exchange with fans during Bucks-Pacers game. After somebody yelled, this is supposedly what set him off. Cancun on three. After the Bucks were breaking a timeout, and that's what got him so fired up to chuck a ball as hard as he could back at a fan in the crowd. Then after the game, it only got worse for Patrick Beverley when talking to reporters, and one of ESPN's reporters was holding a mic, trying to get audio for ESPN, and Patrick Beverley looked over to her. Melinda Adams is her name. And said, "Are you subscribed to my podcast?" And she said, "No." And he said, "Well, then get that microphone out of my face." And continued, even when she was, you know, moved it back, very politely moved it out of his face and to like a...
She did nothing.
Absolutely nothing. And he continued to... He stopped reporters from asking their questions and continued to tell this woman that's just trying to do her job...
Properly credentialed.
Yes.
Doing nothing wrong.
Yes. To get out of my face, get that mic out of my face. As long as you're not... subscribe to my podcast, I'm not talking to you. And now ESPN, supposedly he apologized, the Bucks have apologized, but now ESPN said, okay, that's fine. We're not going to have you on ESPN ever again. And
They shouldn't.
And I mean, Pat Beverley, how much does ESPN really want to talk to Pat Beverley?
I thought he was rather entertaining last year when he was on.
Sure.
Yeah.
Last year or the year before last?
I don't remember.
It was the year before last.
Was it?
He was good.
Yeah.
He was.
The Grizzlies knocked him out when he was with Minnesota.
Was it was when he was with Minnesota, right, and he was talking about Chris Paul and all that.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Of the two interactions, which one most – neither one were war crimes.
Sure. Nah.
Let's not make too much of it. But of the two, which one was the most inartful?
I think
– Fan or media?
I think the media.
I do,
yeah,
too.
The media one was very – was unnecessary.
I mean,
it just didn't make any sense.
Nobody was harmed with that ball exchange.
Who cares? It was not a cool look. But like,
and the thing is, he made a big scene of it in front of everybody, embarrassing her and all that, man. That was just unnecessary.
Well, it just didn't even make any sense to me.
And the worst part of the media interaction were her colleagues.
Yeah.
Why didn't they support her a little more?
That's a good point.
That's a really great point, Brett.
It was he or she.
That's a really great point.
Yeah.
I mean, in mass, they should have said... You don't talk to her.
Uh-huh.
We don't talk to you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it seems like that's what ESPN's doing now after the fact. I wish some of the reporters would have done it last
night. Yeah, that's
night,
a really great point, but I didn't even think of it like that. That's a really great point.
My not top story, NCAA now on the hook for $2.7 billion in antitrust lawsuits. That's with a B. Let's hope it's almost the death of the NBA. Let's hope this will be done. Shared revenues on the way. Why would any athletics department comply with anything coming down from the NCAA with them almost at the end? I hope this settlement is the end of the NCAA.
I hope you're right, Brett. And who knows? But it definitely
they need
like
solidarity, like the reporter needed it in that locker room from her colleagues.
No, you're right about that. That'll do it for top and not top story of the day. Let's go ahead and get to our first break. And when we come back, we're talking wagering with Alan Bell.
Start your day with Sports 56 Mornings with Greg Gaston and Eli Savoy. Weekday mornings from 7 to 10, right here on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
Now back to Sports Time on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Lexus of Memphis. Here are your hosts, Brett Stats-Norsworthy and Bryant Dacus.
Welcome back in to Sports Time. Bryant and Brett with you in our Family Leisure Studios. And joining us now to talk some wagering, Alan Bell from the AB3 and Driving the Line. He joins us now on our Sissy's Log Cabin guest line. Alan, thanks so much for joining us. How are things? How are you enjoying these NBA playoffs?
Man, appreciate it, buddy. Thanks for having me back on. And they're a little fun. It really gets started now. In this second series and moving forward, but I can't complain, man. I know this thing I made in this sample or a little bit out of that. How did you do so far with us, you guys?
Yeah.
We had a little trouble hearing you, Alan. Repeat that again, please. I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry, man. I don't know why I'm picking up. I've been doing it. I've been doing it. They've been excited to me. I know Ranger guy a little bit, but I like it. What about you guys?
Yeah, it's been good. Alan, we're going to try to reconnect with you. The connection's just really bad. So, yeah, Johnny, yeah, reconnect with Alan and see if we can get a better connection with him.
A little trouble with the connection. Yeah. Reconnect with him. You know Alan Bell's enjoying whatever he's doing.
Oh, yeah.
And I got that much out of it. We'll try to reconnect with him. We'll get derby picks from him and college baseball. And I want to ask him, in the SEC, how many are go-for-it Omaha teams?
Yeah.
We know Arkansas. We think A&M. We know A&M.
A&M,
it's Tennessee.
That's a good question. I mean, Tennessee can step up any night and look like certainly the best team in the country.
And their coach was talking about just how hard it is to win.
Oh, yeah.
If you're talking that, it scares me you're talking that in early May. That's June conversation. We got Alan Bell back now, and he joins us from at the AB3 and Driving the Line. Alan, I hope we can hear you better.
Yeah, a lot better. There we go.
So I was telling our listeners that I was going to ask you this. We know Arkansas is a go-for-it team from the SEC come Omaha time. We know A&M is Tennessee.
Yeah, you know what? I think that they are. And, this Tennessee team has gotten better as the season has gone along. And what I mean by that is, you know, that they're not dependent on just home runs. That's what this team, you know, the last couple of years has been about, man. And this team certainly hits home runs. They certainly score runs, but they've been doing it with their, you know, starting pitching. It's gotten better. Their bullpen's gotten better. They don't beat themselves, man. Like, they don't give up a lot of errors. So, yeah, I do. Like, this is not the most flashy most talented Tennessee team that Tony Vitello's had, but it might be the overall best. Again, I'm not saying that they win a title, but yeah, like this team's for real. Like they're legit, man. They could get down in any style of game. A&M's the team to watch out for.
Alan, sometimes that's the team that wins it all for you. There were better Mississippi State teams than the one that won it. There have been better Mike Bianco teams than the one that won it. Dave Van Horn hadn't won one. He's had really good teams. But this Tennessee team, I think they have the staying power. Kentucky could be in there, too.
Oh, yeah. Kentucky's one of the best pitching staffs in the country. They're legit. And they can score runs, too. Like, they're not just pitching. But, I mean, you know it better than anybody, man. Like, if you have three starters who are dudes, good luck, man. Like, it is very difficult to get down with it. That's what makes Arkansas so good. Arkansas really doesn't score that many runs. But they just don't allow other teams to score them either. I think, you know, on the year, teams are only hitting .202 against Arkansas on average all year. And that's including going through the SEC. I mean, it's ridiculous, right? And Kentucky's ranked number 3 in regards to that. So, yeah, man. And Kentucky's a legit team.
I tell my Razorback friends, the only thing that scares me about the Razorbacks is get to Omaha, the ballpark plays different, plays real big, and you get out there and get on the wrong – the starting pitching's fine, but the relief pitching lets you down, and you lose a 1-0 game.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, you're exactly right. Like, you've got to have the best of both worlds. You've got to be able to score, but you know, like what you said, look, and I'll say this, I think Ole Miss and Mississippi State and Vanderbilt over the last, say, 20 years have been the best examples of this, is that you get runners on base, you move them station to station, and you don't rely on the home run, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you can hit consecutively. You can, you know, play fundamental baseball, man. You get, you know, first two runners that are on, you can lay down a bunt, move them over. You know what I mean?
Like, Vandy sure did that in both of their titles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it absolutely matters, man. Like, because you just can't get on the water ball. That park is big. And if the wind's fighting you, you're in trouble. But if you can manufacture runs, which Ole Miss, Vanderbilt, Mississippi State, you know, have, like, they have done that forever. It's just fundamentally solid baseball.
Yeah.
That's what gets you home, man.
Yeah. Talking to Alan Bell from the AB3 and Driving the Line. NBA playoffs going on right now. We've got a pair of games tonight, Cavs and Magic, Clippers and Mavericks. Do you like anything in these two games? Obviously, Cleveland, the opportunity to win this series. Dallas, also the opportunity tonight to win this series. Is there anything that you look at these two games and say, I've got a bet on that, this is a good edge here? What do you like?
Yeah, the Mavericks. I think the Mavericks are your best bet. Take them with the spread. I know. It was 7.5 earlier. I don't make it too
much. 8.5 now.
8.5. I'll take 8.5. I don't think it's going to be close, to be completely honest with you. I don't think it's going to be a necessarily high-scoring game either. If you want to ride the under instead of playing a big spread, I'm down with that too. Like, I'll roll with that with you. But, yeah, man, like, I just believe in the Mavericks so much more than the Clippers. The Mavericks have everything going for them, and the Clippers have everything going against them. And in the NBA, that usually shows out right now. Yeah, I'll roll Dallas for sure.
The other one's going to be a great game.
Yeah.
Who's going to break the news to the arena manager at Crypto that both the Lakers and the Clippers are going to be out?
Right? The real Beyonce concert here a little while. Yeah, it's tough, man. And we saw, you know, the Lakers, their head coach is gone. I'm not like that. Dislikes LeBron James. I know a lot of people do. I'm not the biggest fan either. But I think the Lakers, they're in a transition point, and I don't think that they can wait a long time for, you know, what's going to go down for next year. Like, they need to get this thing together. They need to get themselves a head coach, and they need to get themselves a roster so that it's not just LeBron. And figure out what to do with AD. He's paid a lot of money, man, and that guy is injured. You know, same thing with the Clippers. Man, it's weird that, like, you're seeing both these teams kind of, they're aging, you know what I mean? And you hate to see it because these are star players. But, dude, when AD's out, Kawhi's out, I mean, that's just a massive part of your team.
You're right. The Anthony Davis almost – LeBron James deflects everything. He catches it all. He is as to blame as anyone.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, you know, like LeBron gets it because he's LeBron. You know what I mean?
Of course.
But it's like, yeah, dude, like, you know, AD, like, he's going to get his injuries, man, so it's like, you don't want to blame people, but it's also, it is what it is. It's like, dude, you're being paid a substantial percentage of all of the money total for that team. Like, you have to be there at 100%.
I'll do it before Bryant does it. Tonight in Nashville, Canucks against the Predators.
Wow, beat me to it.
What is downtown? What is Broadway like right now? Because, you know, we're about two hours from the puck dropping.
Yeah, it's an urban energy. There, I mean, you know, we saw what happened last time, you know, that they were in Nashville. it was a shocker. But, you know, that's kind of how this Predators team has been. You know, everything said after that overtime loss, that it was over with, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what did they do? They got and win. They go out and win. And it's like, Nashville is that team, you just don't want to give them extra opportunities. It's like baseball, right? Like, you do not want to give guys an extra at-bat. You don't want to drop a foul ball, you know, fly ball that you should have caught. You can't do that against people because the next time they turn it around 400 feet. And that's what Nashville feels like right now, and especially going against, you know, third-string, you know, goalies. Yeah, man. Like, it's a nervous energy, but I think Nashville's got this.
Have you ever chugged a beer from a catfish?
No, I would love to, though. I would definitely do it.
You would, Alan.
I would do it once. But, you know, like, that smell and that taste, like...
Boy, a lot can be happening, yeah.
No, you can't ever drink... Whatever beer that is, like, you can never have that beer again. So it has to be one that you don't like. Because it's like, if your favorite beer is Budweiser, you're never going to have a Budweiser.
No. That's the time. If you're a Miller drinker, drink a Budweiser. If you're a Bud drinker, drink a Miller, because you're not going back.
No, that's totally true, man.
Alan, it should be a good weekend in Major League Baseball. What have you been noticing? I know we've got one game right now between the Cubs and the Brewers. This Brewers team, fun to watch this year. They're up 3-1 right now. Both those teams really good. What do you like this weekend? What are some series that you're keeping an eye on?
One, you're correct on the Brewers. Two, they're a lot like the Guardians. Like, they're good teams, you know, that people don't talk about. Well, the Braves and the Dodgers, right? We got a lot of teams on West Coast swings here. Mm-hmm. Runs have been down a lot lately. Have. Pay attention to that. Yeah, especially areas where, you know, you get these pop-up showers, right? I mean, it's been that way in Nashville for a week. I'm trying to say things, you know, out there. It just means, like, check the weather because it absolutely matters.
And tomorrow, okay, never mind a beer from a catfish. Will you have a mint julep tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, I'll definitely have one for sure. All right, and look, the reason is these are your horses for Win Play Show. You ready?
Okay.
All right, Win, we're going Catching Freedom, 8-1. Play, we're going Sierra Leone, the 3-1, your favorite there to win it, but we're going to take them to place. And then Show, Honor Marie, at 20-1 to win. That's where we're going. Freedom, Sierra, Honor Marie. What about you guys, man?
And we need a fourth horse for the quad box.
Ooh, all right. Yeah, the fourth one is going to be, Just a Touch.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think that's the name, Just a Touch. Yeah, okay. That's your fourth right there.
Very good. Yeah. Will you drink the mint julep just to be festive, or do you really like them?
No. I'll have one to be festive, and then I'll switch right back to beer.
Yeah.
they're not my favorite drink in the world. They're not bad. I'll have one, but no, I'm not going to drink them all day. I'll definitely be hitting some very cold Miller High Life, though. I'll tell you that.
I said yesterday, I've had battery acid better than mint juleps.
Dude, the same. I don't enjoy them at all. I like it for like 2 sips because the mint, right? And then other than that, I'm like, please throw this away. I'll pay for it, throw it away.
If you throw it into grass, it'll kill the grass.
Oh,
yeah, you got to throw it in the driveway.
Yeah. Alan, before we let you go, we got your Kentucky Derby picks. What type of picks do you like for tonight in Major League or college baseball?
Yeah, all right, so college baseball, man, Ohio State, Illinois, you're going to get this one all series long. Take the overs. They're going to be about 12.5. These two teams give up and score 8 million runs. Same thing with Texas A&M and LSU. You're going to get, you know, total sitting at 11. Take them. They're going to score. Texas A&M itself will score a million runs this weekend. And then Braves-Dodgers tonight might be an under night, and then takeovers the rest of the weekend. But as kind of feel-out game, yeah, I roll with the under on this.
I like it. Well, Alan, as always, thanks so much for joining us. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll do it again next Friday.
Hey, look forward to it, boys. Y'all have a great weekend. Throw those mint juleps on concrete and not grass. And
it would kill a catfish if you poured a mint julep on him.
It would. You couldn't even drink it out of it.
No,
thank you, Alan.
Thanks, Alan.
See you guys. Bye.
Alan Bell at the AB3 and Driving the Line joining us to talk some gambling. Plenty of picks from him. Get that Mavs later tonight. Seems like a lot of people like the Mavs to close it out tonight. But again, I say it all the time. Go check out Driving the Line on YouTube. Daily picks. They give you the reasoning behind the picks. They'll give you some picks so you can make some money throughout the day. But let's go ahead and get to a break. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the NBA playoffs. That's next on Sports Time.
Be sure to follow us at Sports56WHBQ on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube to watch live video of our shows, stay up to date with station events, and have chances to win prizes. Don't miss out on anything that's going on. Follow us at Sports56WHBQ. Now back to Sports Time on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Lexus of Memphis. Here are your hosts, Brett Stats Norsworthy and Bryant Dacus.
Welcome back into Sports Time. We had two really fun games last night in the NBA. The first one, Pacers, they wrap up that series. Obviously, a injury-riddled series for the Bucks with, I mean, no Giannis at all. And we talked about this a little bit yesterday. I mean, remember when he got injured at the end of the season, and there were a lot of people saying, there's a chance he could go in game one. And then we don't even see him the entire season series. I mean, I understand gamesmanship and stuff like that, but we've got to get away from the just flat out lying. Because if he's not going to play the entire series, there's no way there was a chance he was going to play in game one.
And Brian, I feel bad. I've participated in the lying about. Oh, it's a game time decision. When I knew better. When I knew for two weeks he wasn't playing.
Sometimes your job, Brett. I mean, you don't really have a.
Well, he's going to give it a go in warm-ups. Right. No, he's not.
No.
His ankle's the size of a canned ham.
Well, yeah. That's pretty big.
My favorite is with college basketball, where you'll hear, and every time, you know, somebody on the pregame show or somebody will, or you'll read, you know, a beat writer, and they'll go, so-and-so is going to go tonight. And then you'll get to the game, or you'll be watching the game on television, and they'll, you know, be showing pregame. Guy's just out there dribbling a basketball. He's not putting up any shots.
Yeah,
he's not running around. And you're like, really gave it a go.
He's not going. Yeah. We lie. We fall for it.
Sure.
But the saddest part about the injuries, and they're legit with the Bucks. I mean, you have Damian Lillard and Giannis out. That's two big pieces. Yeah. That's going to insulate Doc again.
It is. It is. And
Doc ain't it at playoff time.
Mm-mm. No. And you're absolutely right, because, you know, it's hard to – because I think if this was – I don't think. I know. If this was fully healthy Bucks team and they end up losing in the first round, especially in six games, 4-2, everybody would come in the next day, TV, radio, print, whatever it is, and completely rip the Bucks. It'd be over. You got to fire Doc. You got to make a change. Yeah, there's no way this can happen.
Why'd you do this to Adrian Griffin?
And that's the biggest question, I think.
It was very unfair for Adrian Griffin. But weren't there reports that him and Giannis that weren't seeing eye to eye?
That's the thing. Yeah. Is Giannis, that was the biggest thing. Giannis calls the shots, and
you're
Giannis
the owner,
decided.
Who wins?
Exactly. Yeah.
Especially in the NBA, which is such a player-driven league. Mm-hmm. Like, they basically run the franchise over the coach.
Yeah. And historically, Michael Jordan got two or three out in Chicago.
He did.
Magic Johnson got one or two out in Los Angeles.
Yeah, but I mean, it would be such a different conversation today, but because of his injuries and legit injuries, I think a reason we're not in here completely ripping the Bucks today, because obviously when you don't have
LeBron's
Giannis,
gone
Dame,
through some. Add another one.
So, no, I mean, there's definitely going to need to be questions, but I think you're right. I think this will kind of insulate it a little bit, because you can always fall back on, well, what if Giannis was playing? What if Dame was completely healthy the whole time? You know, this could have gone a completely different way.
Legit, but it's always that way with Doc Rivers. Mm-hmm. I said it earlier. He's feasted off 08.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's expired to me.
Mm. Well, yeah, it's been expired.
They were loaded, and that was all in for the Celtics. 08,
it's 2024. I mean,
a couple of decades.
Expiration date, I would feel like it's past that.
And also, Doc has so much talent he has had over the past couple of years just to have one chip, and that's really disappointing.
Yeah, he's not taking over in Nowheresville.
Yeah.
No, he's taking over at teams that are ready to compete.
He had the Clippers. That was peak talent.
Yeah.
Peak Blake Griffin. He was a five-time All-Star, and Chris Paul was a
10 injuries ago.
Yeah.
And now it's going to set up an interesting matchup for the Pacers on the other side, who, you know, really feasted on this limited Bucks team, but I do think has good players and is a competitive team. Now they'll go get to see the Knicks.
We'll
for
pick
the next
that Monday.
Series.
We'll pick that one.
Yep. So we'll pick that one Monday, and you know, that one's going to be interesting to see. Obviously, I think a lot of energy in New York. We were talking about it earlier. I think a lot of momentum there, and I mean, I think they should win that series, but I guess at the end of the day, you never know. Certainly,
heavily favored Monday night right now.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up, because looking back at it, the 76ers came in as a favorite to win that series. In if you were betting series, I think they're like -125 or so to win the series,
which is small,
but still, I mean, getting a two seed at plus money in the first round is almost unheard of. So, you know, good for them, and sets up for two good games tonight after what we saw last night. Cavs and Magic has been a really fun series, but kind of a forgotten about series. I mean, this has been the series that's been kind of sent over to NBA TV and kind of forgotten land while these games on TNT.
It really has been at the kids' table.
It has, absolutely. And I mean, what are you going to do? You turn on TNT and you've got a good game that people want to see.
That's the story of J.B. Bickerstaff.
Yeah.
He gets traded. Everything is kind of, oh, yeah, here's your part.
I hate that.
I do,
too. I hate that for him. And, I mean, the series, I'm glad that this game's on ESPN
tonight.
And
I got the Cavs tonight, so I have them that series against y'all, so I want to win.
Yeah, you're definitely rooting for him tonight. But, I mean, yeah, I mean, I was listening to a podcast yesterday, and they were talking about the NBA playoffs, and one of them goes, man, this Cavs and Magic series has been really fun to watch. And someone else goes, you haven't been watching Nobody's watching that series.
It's the witness protection program series.
Yeah, it is.
So I'm sure a lot of people are going to flip this on tonight on ESPN and go, oh, yeah, Cavs and Magic. That's a first-round series going on right now. I completely forgot about it.
And I don't think either can win in the next round.
No.
But could be a problem. Could take a game or two.
Could certainly. And so I think Cavs have a better shot. I don't know. Magic just they're a good team. They've got good players. They just have a lot of flaws in there.
But we do have to pick Timberwolves Nuggets. We do that at 5:15 or so.
Timberwolves and Nuggets. That'll start tomorrow night, and that's going to be. I mean, that's the one everyone's been looking for. I said it yesterday. Johnny Radio has been coming in every day, going, Saturday's the day. That series starts on Saturday. I think a lot of people really excited for what that one will be.
And that's kind of NBA Smallville, kind of.
Yeah.
Minneapolis, OKC.
Yeah, certainly. And I think...
Central time zone.
Yeah. But yeah. Certainly with what Ant has done, I think becoming a really, really
ready
popular
to get loud.
Watch. Getting really loud. So that'll be fun. And, of course, the Nuggets trying to defend their finals win last year. So that's going to shape up for a really good... Really good series. We'll see.
Yeah, I had Oklahoma City in there. You're right, Denver. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, no, you're good. Well, in terms of small town markets that have been playing well, OKC is definitely in there as well. But let's go ahead and wrap up this hour and get to a break. And when we come back, we're talking more wagering with Bruce Marshall.